So we're in the studio here now in the broadcast centre, and I'd say the smell of the prawns, the chicken, it is just wafting across the street. It's going across the city. It is phenomenal.
It's delicious. Absolutely. Isn't it?
It's phenomenal. So what happened during the ad break is Declan came in with a couple of bottles of wine, and we're going to uncork a little bit of champagne there now and sparkling wine. And Aisling was preparing the food upstairs. First time Aisling and Declan have met.
I mean, this is going to be a match made in heaven, I think, to be honest.
Class, the smell, Declan, isn't it just lovely?
Yeah, I always presumed we came in Tupperware boxes. It was just make-believe, but when I saw, I could smell out in the hallway the food.
Yeah. Oh, the work she does, yeah.
I didn't realize it was done on site.
So this is our Food and Wine Valentine special, our fortnightly slot with Aisling, kindly sponsored by Jack Malloy and Son, Craft Butchers in Barrack Street. Also, lots of support for local butchers. Jack Malloy, drop in and get your fresh meat there and lots of different things, and tell you how to cook stuff. Now, in terms of today, we're going to talk about tempura prawns, marry me chicken.
Yep.
Oh, marry me chicken. I like that. And chocolate mousse, whiskey and sea salt.
Delicious.
Declan, I use your mouth water.
I got the menu yesterday and I was so I was buzzing last night, showing wife and kids at home.
Yeah.
So Claire was looking at going, that sounds like some menu. So
well done to our
forward to getting a taste of it.
Advertising and Paul and the others upstairs and Michelle and everybody involved in sales and advertising, because we're doing lots for Valentine's, obviously, this Friday. And this is one of the things we'd said we'd do here. And we decided to bring Declan in from Worldwide Wines. And Declan, it's lovely to talk to you and lovely to see you again. So to get the ball rolling on this, go on, pop it.
Oh, isn't that a great sound?
So, our first wine today.
Jennifer, you're not getting any.
Valentine's vibe coming around the corner is a Blanc de Blanc from Burgundy. So, this is basically, it's a method champagne, but it's 100% Chardonnay. When you taste this, so I'm going to just pour a glass for you, Aisling.
Thank you.
And then.
So,
Damien?
Yeah. So, what are we going to taste here, Declan? Talk to me.
So, this is called Louis Picquemot Blanc de Blanc. It is made the exact same method as champagne, but this is actually made in Burgundy. So the famous region, there's a glass in front of you.
Yeah,
oh, yeah. It's made in the exact same region, the exact same method as champagne, only for this is 100% Chardonnay. So you don't have any of that racy bitterness that you often associate with champagne. Sometimes champagne will be quite clawing up around underneath the gums, and that's down to the acidity.
Yeah, I find that with champagne.
The Pinot
all
Noir,
right.
Like using the Pinot Noir and the Pinot Meunier grapes. This is 100% Chardonnay. Straight up, it probably outsells Prosecco in our shop.
Okay.
There's an awful lot of people who say, oh, I'd like a bottle of champagne, but a bottle of champagne goes nowhere because you're drinking it so cold, it's quite refreshing, and you're downing it so quick.
Okay, let's
have a taste. You literally have two of these for the same price as a bottle of champagne.
Here we go, Aisling.
Cheers.
Cheers. Oh, that's delicious.
So lovely white fruits.
It's really
a brioche.
Light, isn't it? It's really light.
Really brioche. It'll be lovely having just starting off, it could even lead into the likes of the tempura.
Yeah.
But it's just a creaminess about it. As I said, wicked smooth. The mousse is lovely and small. The mousse is the size of the bubble, by the way. If it's a big bubble, it's like a 7-Up, and it's not, doesn't show an awful lot of quality. The finer the bubble is on a glass of any sparkling wine, the better the quality it is. So if you ever get to drink really, really premium champagnes, you'll see that the bubble is absolutely micro small.
So say that again.
That's really interesting, isn't it?
Did you ever know that? Actually?
No,
there you go. You're learning. Here.
Cheap stuff would be like, say, would pour like a 7-Up, or that kind of way.
It'd be big bubbles,
and bigger bubbles, and then the finer it gets, the more refined it is, and you get a much finer, delicate bubble.
You can actually see that it's quite a small, delicate bubble in that glass. Why is that then?
It's just the method, the process. Yeah, it's all about the quality and the aging.
Okay, so
obviously
name
that will be aged in a Chardonnay barrel as well, just to give it a little bit of character. You can get the depth, that vanillas that are coming through.
So this is Blanc de Blanc, so B-L-A-N-C-S.
Louis Picquemot.
Picquemot.
And he makes it in the region in Burgundy called Rully, which is famous for obviously Chardonnay and also produces very, very good Pinot Noir. But this is 100% Chardonnay and it retails for €28. You will find it in an awful lot of really good restaurants in the southeast, and you'll find it in quite a few of the independents in the region as well.
That's beautiful.
Go on, have another little taste, actually.
Go on, I'll let you have another taste. Thanks very much. It's gorgeous. It's so light. It's not overly bubbly when you drink it. You know, there's the smoothness to it, you know.
You wouldn't need to add a cassis to it. Like, a lot of people come into champagne and you can see them, they don't know what they want, and champagnes can be a little bit, can be at times a bit tart, and it's the celebratory thing that people want a bottle of champagne for. And you can see it in some people. You have to say to them, look, you could always add a bit of cassis, you know, a little bit of blackcurrant liqueur. Mm. Creme de Mure has become really, really popular as well. You know, we'd have any amount of syrups. We'd have rose petal syrup. We'd have lychee syrups. We'd have all different styles of syrups that you could add and bring this in a totally different way. You yeah. know, the way like people like a gin and tonic, but they want elderflower gin. It's,
yeah.
Aisling, in terms of food and drink, are you one of these people that wants to have a drink that complements the food, or sometimes do people go overboard on that, or what's
no,
your
I think it's lovely. Yeah, I think it's lovely. I think it's lovely to have a drink that pairs with food, and that's why somebody, when you go into a shop, and I'm really like, I'm great for doing that. If I pop into a shop or something, I'll have a conversation with somebody. I'll say, this is what I'm going to cook. Tell me, because I'm not a wine expert, so I love to learn that little bit. And you, I think that, like, talk to your butcher, talk to your fruit and veg man, and we say that all the time. Talk to your wine person and learn. Say, this is what I'm going to cook. You know, there's a little bit of tomato in this, is a little bit of basil. What would pair really nicely? And use that expertise of somebody, as opposed to like going to the supermarket aisle and kind of trying to randomly pick something blind. Yeah. I hate that. I don't like that.
And there is a perception out that people say, oh, well, I normally drink a wine that's like 20 quid, but I often get it for a tenner. And they have this, it's just mindset. Been worked up. It's yeah. a mindset that, no, it normally would be that price. So I normally drink quality wine, but it's not. It's, a wine that's 20 quid could never be 10. You know, the real average price, and that's probably about 12 to 13,
yeah.
rather than being high to take off 40% yeah. at whatever given stage they want.
But with that, Aisling, what have you got here today now? Because we've got around 20 minutes to go through different things. So what am I smelling?
We are starting with lovely tempura prawns. So I've tried to, for Valentine's Day, I suppose, if you are going to cook at home for somebody for Valentine's Day, we want it to be super simple, but we also want it to be a little bit restaurant-y and a little bit kind of, you know, I've made an effort, but something that's relatively simple, but that you might eat when you go out. So I would say prep the day before, do your shopping. Don't believe in it now until Friday evening and you'll say, I'll swing in, you know, to the supermarket on the way home. That ain't going to cut it. So I'm going to have all of these recipes up for tomorrow to give people plenty of time. Light starter, something really, really nice. Something like a little bit of a goat's cheese salad with a little bit of beetroot. A lot of times we do love, I love prawns. I really, really love prawns. So as a starter, I think they're really nice. They're really light. So if you guys actually want to taste these, so these are, and I love Dublin Bay
now
prawns, langoustines, right? Which are beautiful.
I have the worst job here now. I'm tasting the wine, the champagne and the prawns. Okay, so what again, so what are we tasting here?
These are tempura prawns with just a really simple sweet chilli.
Okay.
So it's basically, I got these beautiful big prawns in Billy Burke's.
Yeah.
They're Argentinian ones. Now, if you can get your langoustines, your Dublin Bay, try and get those where possible. But these ones are so soft when you bite into them and juicy. They're not that rubbery kind of over. Yeah, and so often prawns are kind of a bit hard, bit chewy, bit rubbery. So the prawn you buy is really important, and how you cook it is really, really important.
I can't talk.
Aren't
that
they
is just...
They're so good.
Unreal.
Declan, yeah. aren't they?
Now, I'm going to tell you, I cheated with this, right? And I'm going to tell you why I cheated, because I'm so conscious of making it easy for people at home. It's a tempura batter. It's Japanese style batter. Really, really light. Okay. So it's like flour. It is corn flour. And then it is sparkling water going in there. So it's meant to be a really light, light batter. There's brands in the supermarket that will sell tempura mix. And that's what I used because I want to keep it so simple for people. So get yourself a really good prawn. Big, these ones are huge. They're really big. And then you basically take the tempura, put it into a bowl. You add water. That's it. Job done. Like, there's nothing else you have to do. Little small saucepan at home. I bought a 1 litre bottle of vegetable oil. Put your oil in. Dip your prawns in the tempura batter. And then you're just going to pop them into the oil when it's nice and hot. So I always test it with a little kind of corner of bread. And when you see it fizzing and, you know, sizzling, that's when the oil is ready. Pop those in. They were in the oil for about 4 minutes. Take them out. Drain them on kitchen paper. Let them rest then just for a minute or two. Just make sure the heat goes all the way through. Cut one in half before you serve it now. Make sure they are... They have to be piping hot all the way through to make sure that they're fully cooked. Because if you've never cooked prawns before, that can be a bit of a difficult one. So how do you know when it's cooked? Cut it in half. Make sure it's piping hot all the way through. Again, there's good sweet chilies and there's not great sweet chilies in the supermarket. The one I got is not expensive. I'll actually pop a picture up on my Instagram later on today or tomorrow. It's only about €2 or €3, but it's a really good quality one from the supermarket, and that makes the difference. So you've got that little bit of spice, you've got that little bit of heat, but you've got those beautiful prawns. Now, another way to do prawns, which I love, is a little bit of, we've spoken about andouille, yeah. which is this kind of spicy paste
or
almost.
Or as they say in parts of Waterford or Wicklow, Induja.
Induja.
Induja. Yeah.
Do you want like some of the Induja? Induja.
I've got some Induja there to sell for you on the street, I tell you.
It's that spicy.
It's lovely.
It is lovely.
Oh, it's
hot now. It's nice. So if you didn't like it, you could use a bit of chorizo. Yeah. So garlic butter.
Chorizo,
exactly. Garlic butter in the pan. Pop those big prawns in. A little bit of your chorizo in there. Cook them off really, really nicely. And then finish it with a little drop of cream. Beautiful. Really lovely starter with prawns as well.
Now, Declan, when you're hearing Aisling talking, again, it's your first time meeting her, and you're thinking, okay, I'm looking at doing a bite to eat for somebody on Friday night, and I'm saying, what am I going to do in terms of wine? How do you feel about the complementing of food and drink?
It shouldn't overcomplicate it, but there is certain special days in the year that people should make that little bit of an effort. You know, if you're going out, fine, you're making a big effort, you're making the commitment to, you know, the entire night out. But there's an awful lot of, sort of, my age, would say, would prefer to have a night in.
45,
have
yeah.
Have some nice wines and cook some nice food, or, you know, even if you're just, you're both working flat out,
yeah,
get a really good quality takeaway. But treat it as a night in. I mean, remember during the pandemic, we were all doing these kind of fakeaways. We got a takeaway. We made an effort. We nearly sat down with a take with knife. And you heated the plate.
You put it onto a plate.
You heated it.
A candle might have appeared on the table.
It looked really good. Yeah. We made an effort. And that's what it's all about.
Some of us did, anyway.
I would 100% agree with, you know, look, when we are in restaurants, Claire and myself, we would often have a half bottle of something. If we kind of decide what we're having as a starter, we might have a half bottle of white. And then if we're out, it might be kind of saying, look, we're both kind of maybe having a beef or a venison or a bit of lamb, whatever, and we could pair a red.
Yeah.
And then that will carry us on to the likes of, say, the dessert. So we would pair very much when we go out.
So are you saying if we did have, and what we're going to have here is we've got white meat, chicken for the main course. We're going to talk about that in a second. If you were having a prawn starter or a fish starter, you'd go for your white. And what have you recommended here? So you've just poured this.
So this one here now is wine that genuinely, like that dish there is so toy in its concept. And this is something that we would have at home an awful lot, and it's called Meyerfohn, and it's a Gentil from Alsace. It's a blend of Riesling, Gewürztraminer, there's some Pinot Blanc and a little bit of Muscat in it. Now, all different producers will produce different styles of Gentil, so that's basically the four grape varieties that are in it. Some of them will use an awful lot more Gewürztraminer, so it'll be extremely kind of that Turkish delight rose petal flavours because that grape variety gives that.
Okay.
Others will be more balanced and more refined. This is using more Riesling, proportion of Gewürztraminer, and then Muscat is aromatic, and Pinot Blanc has a lovely balance to it as well.
Okay.
So when you taste this, you're going to say that will work with prawns. This will work with any kind of a Thai dish.
I'm afraid you're going to have to taste that now, okay? Oh, it's a lovely
smell. The honey, little beautiful nose, but it's not a stickily sweet wine.
It's lovely.
There's an awful lot of people don't know how to drink white wine. They all believe it's acidic and it's sharp and it's tart, again, because you're picking up the wrong bottle or you're not getting advice. You're just an asker, any old wine will do. Whereas when you taste something that's nice, this would be an amazing introductory wine to a person who's kind of trying to get off, say, your West Coast cola or your bottles of Wicked. It would bring you on the right journey.
Yeah.
But there's such a quality.
Don't knock
this.
The West Coast cola now. I drank a good few bottles of it one night for some mad reason, myself and another lad. Oh my God, this is lovely. This is absolutely delicious.
Yeah. Absolutely stunning wine.
It's the honey or something.
There's a honeyness in it to finish it off. A little bit of gentle spice at the back. We would always recommend a Gentil if someone said to us they were going in to pick up a nice
Thai. Okay, and Gentil. So if anybody, we'll put this up on social media. Gentil.
This particular producer then is Meyerfohn.
Okay, so how much is that, you might be asking?
So that is $21.99.
Okay. Now, some people, we've only got 10 minutes left, I hate when the time catches up with us, but just briefly on this, a lot of Irish people will drink red because they'll think, I don't want white, I don't know white, I'll drink the red. Like, what is it with this type of white wine that, as you say, you learn to drink white, they don't have to drink white properly? What do you mean by that?
It's just that people, as you said, they've been grabbing a bottle of wine. There's perception.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I've seen my mum drink a bottle of wine.
Yeah.
And you're just getting a bottle of wine.
Or whatever.
Or we go to a wedding and there's a glass of wine served at the meal, whatever it is. But some people just don't understand that there's actually layers and layers and layers of quality. It's like going up to Jackson buying a bit of meat. You wouldn't throw a bit of round steak on the pan.
Yeah.
And if you did, you probably never want to eat a steak again.
You get your nice fillet.
You get
your
bit of quality.
And
you know what you're getting.
Yes.
So there's different layers and different levels for and different styles. No different in.
And
Yeah.
I think Declan like this. Like I suppose I am almost of that category, which is I love a Marlborough Sauvignon Blanc.
Yeah.
And I know I love that for all the reasons I love it. And I know what I don't love. But there's a whole world in between, which is exactly what you've just handed me there. That is beautiful.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't know what that is. And I don't actually understand enough about that. And that is gorgeous.
Yeah. And like we've tasted, Claire and myself go to an awful lot of events. And if you could get a Riesling that's from its current vintage, I don't think you'd ever drink a Sauvignon Blanc again.
I only got into Riesling there in the last 5 or 6 years. They're generally, and I absolutely love them. And
they're generally 2 to 3 years yeah. older than when yeah. they're fresh. Yeah. Just Sauvignon on steroids.
You know what? Yeah. I'm seeing a marriage made in commercial heaven here. I'm seeing the two of you going and doing these talks. Stay with us. We're going to be back in a second. Just got a couple of ads to take and then we're going to talk more. But this is delicious. We might be back to you in a minute.
Daisha Today with Damien Tiernan on WLR.
With Airgrid, delivering a cleaner energy future. Visit airgrid.ie. Daisha Today.
Now, people are texting in. I'm not going to take any of your texts at the minute. I'm going to completely ignore you because I am smitten with the food and drink we have in front of me. A Food and Wine Valentine's special. Aisling Larkin is here. And we have this item sponsored by Jack Molloy and Son, Craft Butchers in Barrack Street. We've got Declan Brady from Worldwide Wines. Call into Declan, have a chat with him about the different things. So very briefly, just finally on that starter, if you're looking to do something romantic, for example, on Friday night, get a small bottle, get a bottle of white, a good bottle of white, to pair with your starter if you're getting for a fish starter, then go for a red if you're going to change it.
Yeah, and when the night is finishing out, you might decide, like personally in our house, I generally be the one who'd finish off drinking red and Claire'd finish off.
Okay.
You know, we both had it with the meal because we made an effort.
Yeah.
Not always you do that, but
yeah, it would
generally,
it would give the impression and it would help the romantic sort of feeling for Friday night to say, I've put a lot of thought into this. Stop laughing, Aisling.
No, you know what I'm laughing at? Because I have a question for you. If you don't finish the bottle of wine, like, I know, because I don't.
The second bottle.
No, the first one. What? When it goes into the fridge, the white wine, how long is it okay for after that to drink?
It depends on the quality. If you're buying, again, generic wines, you're lucky to get a day and a half maybe out of it.
Stop, is that all?
It's full of sulfites.
Yeah.
Okay.
You better not putting it into the fridge. No,
like
you'd
if
have
you
to
buy a
it.
Natural wine and you take a glass out of it and leave it in the fridge, it'd be good for 3 or 4 days.
Okay. God, isn't that great to know?
It's just sulfite.
Now, the people are walking past the office. Kyle is walking past. The others are walking past. Let's go to the chicken.
Marry Me Chicken.
Marry Me Chicken. What is it, please? Talk to me. All these recipes available on your website.
On my website, ashlinglarkin.ie. Marry Me Chicken. It became this viral TikTok kind of Instagram video or recipe, I should say, about a year ago or so. It is so simple. So again, go to your butcher, go to the likes of Jack Molloy and ask for chicken on the bone. So your Suprema chicken, your chicken fillet on the bone with the skin on. That's beautiful. That, before you do anything else, that's going to give you these extra layers of flavour that's going to come from your food. I love to do this one in the slow cooker. You can most certainly do it in the oven. You can even do it on the pan. I would say for presentation purposes on a day like this when you're cooking at home, leave your chicken breast whole. So don't chop it into pieces. You can, but for this, for presentation, leave it whole. You start with a little bit of oil and butter in the pan. Pop in, so if you're serving 2-4 cloves of garlic, it's a good whack of garlic in there. Put your chicken in, sear it off. So that means you're sealing in all the juices. If you've skin on, it's getting crispy, beautiful brown golden colour. Into that, you're going to throw half a stock pot, half a glass of white wine. Let that bubble up, let it do its thing, reduce down a little bit. Into that then, you're going to put 4 teaspoons of a sun-dried tomato pesto. That's your big kind of secret. That's the wow to this. Grate in 50 grams of Parmesan cheese, a big handful of spinach goes in there, and then you just let it cook down low and slow until the chicken is cooked and that sauce thickens up and it's beautiful. It's
that,
a lovely one.
How does that sound, Declan?
Not real.
So we're going to have a little taste of this.
Without even tasting it, you just want to have some.
And it works with, dig in please, it works with rice, it works with mash, it works with pasta. It's just, it's a really, really lovely one to do. And because you've got all of those, look, I suppose, again, it's the simplicity of it. You're just throwing everything in, really, and you're just letting it kind of do its thing, let it cook away. You want that chicken to be so, so juicy. That's what you want. And by doing it in your slow cooker, I have kind of a braise function on mine, so I'll put it in for about an hour and a half. Oh my God, like you can see, the chicken just stays so juicy and so moist. And that's what you want. You don't want that dried out chicken. So I just think it's a classic one. It's kind of, as we were saying, it's a Mediterranean one. It's like, let's say if it was a first date or a second date, or if you were kind of getting to know somebody, it's not too risky that it's going to put anybody off. It's a really safe dish, but it shows you put in the effort.
It does.
I like that.
Before we talk about the wines on this, hit me with the mousse there quickly. Please.
Chocolate mousse. Okay, so this is, I'm going to pass this one over to you. So this is a chocolate mousse with a whiskey and a little bit of smoked sea salt in there for dessert. You basically melt 150 grams of chocolate. You have four eggs. You separate your eggs out, whisk up your egg whites, fold the egg whites through the melted chocolate that the egg yolks have gone into. Big splash of whiskey, totally optional, you can leave it out. A lovely sprinkle of, I used an Ackle smoked sea salt in there.
Declan has just fallen off the chair there now.
Isn't it just delicious?
Yeah.
And then I paired it with a little dark chocolate and cardamom biscuit to go with it, which is really nice.
It's not too difficult to make.
Oh, chocolate mousse is yours. Easy peasy.
You're making chocolate mousse, it's going to take ages. It's not.
No, I could have gone with a chocolate tart, I could have gone with a souffle. They're all like risks. That's risk for failure. Like, the last thing you want to do if you're trying to impress somebody is fail. This mousse, like, it can't not work. You make it the day before, let it set in the fridge. It can't not work. It's so easy to eat, it's not messy, it's decadent, it's beautiful, it's a lovely one.
It's absolutely fabulous. What I like about it is that it will lead perfectly from the red that we were suggesting, which would go very, very well if you prefer to have a red with your main course. As I said, the red follows on with an awful lot of desserts very, very well, especially anything to do with the chocolate. The red wine that you're having with your main will flow perfectly into it. Or you could go for a port if you want to go all out, or a dessert wine, but the red will bring it in. It's not too heavy. The last thing you want is to be sitting back on the couch or the chair and you're absolutely just rolled over.
Totally.
You just want to go.
Not a good look.
There won't be any romance after that.
The last wine that we brought in is a little Italian wine called Madrigal.
Say it again there.
Madrigal is the name.
Madrigal. M A D R E G A L E. Madrigal.
So it's not too heavy. Beautiful. It's a fantastic wine that goes really, really well with lots of Mediterranean style dishes. It's a blend of Montepulciano, which everybody knows. And then it's also got Sangiovese in it, which is obviously the king of Chianti.
You are talking my language, Declan.
Both wines marry together so well and create this. It's such an elegant wine. It's under €14 a bottle. It's absolutely fantastic. It'll pick up really, really well with all your Mediterranean style dishes. As I said, it will flow really well then into your dessert style when you're coming through onto that.
Oh.
And it's not heavy. It's 13% alcohol. It's lovely and bright. Lots of some red cherries, plums.
Oh,
it's absolutely stunning.
It's lovely.
Bottle of wine.
It's really lovely. And it's light enough, isn't it? It's not too heavy. I don't love a really heavy red.
Yeah.
No. Like, you could carve it. Some people would say, serve something like a Pinot Noir with the likes of those dishes. You're looking it up. And it doesn't necessarily have to be. There's a bit more fruit going on, or just a little bit more sugars. Then there would be something that's tight and astringent on. Because you want to sit down and enjoy it rather than having to be, not every sup needs to be, or mouthful needs
a big
to
effort.
Be a kind of an effort. Yeah. You kind of have to break it down. There's times you just want to switch off.
So in terms of price, again, you talk about some supermarkets will have €20 reduced to 10. It might be coming out normally around 13. They do these market loss leaders and all that sort of stuff, but they entice you in. But if you go to a person who knows their stuff, whether it be food or wine, talk to them. They'll be able to recommend something that is good value for money, but it's exactly what you want.
100%.
That's what you're talking about.
Mm, yeah, all day long. You have to trust. If people come in and give you an idea of what they want, we're going to suggest something for you. But if you're totally new and it's a little bit foggy, we will only learn by guiding you down the path of a particular style of wine. And the next time we see you might say, it won't be a bad wine. You might say, I prefer something a bit more fuller.
Yeah.
Or I prefer a little bit lighter. Yep. But now we're starting to understand each other a little bit more.
It's building that relationship,
building
isn't
that
it?
Building that relationship and a bit of trust. That if you know that somebody likes that style, I could bring them onto a Chianti, or I could bring them over to a really ripe, maybe Morgana, Pinot Noir, a high quality Beaujolais or something along those lines. And that's just natural. Likewise with the white. Someone said, it's a little bit too floral for me. We know where to steer them. Yeah. And it could be more just onto the Riesling style, or it could be as Ashling's favourite, like a Sauvignon Blanc from New Zealand.
Yeah.
So it's very easy for us to find a pattern rather than, you go into a supermarket any time and you see people, even if I'm away on a trip or whatever the case is, and you're looking at something to get a bottle for the apartment, you're going to go, you're nearly looking for something that's in a familiar style.
Yeah.
And sometimes you just don't know what it's like.
Ashling, what's the Instagram page?
Ashling Larkin. That's it. That's where you'll find me. So I'll pop up all these recipes. I have a couple of little videos that are going to go up in the next couple of days to guide you through how to make these recipes. And the Marry Me Chicken is up there on the website already.
That was really nice. It's absolutely gorgeous. It's lovely. Declan, the way you've done that, brilliant as well. Fair play to you.
Thank you, Declan.
Sorry,
really,
we don't.
Really, really lovely. Thank you.
Do you like that?
Yeah, it's such a good idea. Mm. And like, I'm learning. I love when I get, you know, when you get to learn something as well, because it's so important for me in my world, but it's lovely to be able to learn something new. So yeah, and thank you for the experience. It's really good.
Thank you. Anytime.
Aisling Larkin, thanks very much. Declan, Worldwide Wines, thank you very much. Thanks to Jack Malloy as well and Son. And yeah, we might take an extended ad break now and we'll be back on Monday.
Tomorrow.
Monday week.
Monday, that's better.